light shines to bring about knowledge, make known, reveal, unfold, unveil. And what you don't know can kill you. And God said, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Amen. Now notice, I read again, the wicked flees when no man pursues. I thought about the four lepers. Y'all remember that story? How many of y'all remember that story? That they was taken outside of the city. They were thrown out of the city because they were lepers. And were famine in the city as well. And they was out there by themselves. And they heard about the enemy camp. And they said, well, we know ain't no bread and water and no food in that city, in the city. We know that. And if we sit here, we're going to die. We go back in the city, ain't nothing in there. We're going to die still. But they heard about the enemy. They said, well, we'll get up and go over to them. Maybe they can give us something to eat. If we sit here, we're going to die. So if they kill us, we just dead anyway. Amen? And because they did a righteous act, they acted on the word of God, acted on what they believed. The enemy heard something they thought that they didn't hear. In other words, they thought they heard something they didn't hear. They heard it, but it wasn't true what they thought they heard. But it was true because God made them hear it. And I thought about the wicked got up and run off, left all the goods, all the clothes, all the food. And here these four lepers walked in the camp and everything they needed, not only just for them, but for the whole city. Amen. But if they had sit there in fear, they would have died. Am I right about it? But because they move. And when you become a righteous person, the Bible declares who you are. And you need to tell yourself that every day, I am righteous. And I am as bold as a lion. Why is that? As I said earlier, because I know the greater one lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. So it's amazing how, you know, Miss Kathy read those scriptures and I said, she's all up in my message, but that's all right. I'll preach it again. But notice, what the 27th Psalm, 27 number of Psalms said. 27 Psalm 1. Let's camp there for just a couple minutes. Are you there? It says what? The Lord is my who? The Lord is my light. Who light? Whom shall I fear? What do you mean? I have knowledge. I know. I know he's bigger than the devil. I know he's greater than any circumstance. I know that he's on the inside of me and can't nobody overcome me. So the Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? Whom? What? I got the bigger one on the inside of me. I know how to turn him loose. Anybody in the house? So what is it for me to fear? Then he went on to say, the Lord is what? The strength of my life. Yeah. And then he said, let the weak say, I'm strong. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who shall I be afraid? Should I be afraid of sickness and disease? Should I be afraid of financial disasters? Should I be afraid of those that talk about me, speak against me? Whom shall I be afraid? Because I got the light. And I know the truth. And the greater one is living on the inside of me. When the wicked, listen, even my enemies and my foes came up on me. Who? My enemies, my foes, did what? Came up on me for what reason? To eat up my flesh. There's all kind of disease, you know. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, your blood pressure. But the point is, there's all kind of disease, am I right? And the enemy comes to eat up my flesh. We hear about it when we get older. They talk about arthritis. I used to hear my dad and other talk about it. And I heard Dr. Price say, I don't know, there ain't nothing I like about getting old. But I sure do love the scripture that says, he renews my strength.
Yes.
Like the eagle. Amen. Yeah.